Good morning. My name is Olagorite Adetula. I work with National Horticultural Research Institute, Ibadan, in Nigeria. Okra is one of the important vegetable crops in Nigeria and in Africa, and good source of vitamins, minerals like iron and fiber. And it can be used in different ways, either in fresh form or in dry forms, or mixed with sauce for us to take for taking the African food. Most of the African food contain high carbohydrates, and there is need to have the vegetable to make it more palatable and also in the swallowing purposes. Okra, by the time we wanted to do this research work, most of the okras grown in the country were attacked by various pests, including jumping off, Coanephora cucurbitarum, known as the wet rotting. And what really gingered us into this work, it was during our germplasm collection and survey, we met some farmers and we find out that what they were growing and they were complaining, what they have on their feet, they complain due to low productivity, low yield. And when we look at it, we find out that they normally use poor quality seeds, and the variety they were using wasn't good enough. And also, we carry out investigation in the market too. The percentage of women compared with previous years selling okra has really gone down. Less than 2% of the women were growing okra. Okra used to be, most women were growing it. But because of the low yield and they weren't getting enough income, so they lost interest. And because of the demand driven by the farmers, we had to commence this work. You can look at it, what the farmer was having in their field. This is the beginning of the work, and this is where we came up to at the end of the work. Therefore, our objective is to develop an early maturing, high yielding, long fruiting duration for them to have enough income, high mucosity and coanephora tolerance. What I mean by high mucosity, like the carbohydrates, the food they normally use, like pandan yam, like most of the food, they have to swallow it, and the vegetable, the okra, has to draw very well. That's what I mean by high mucosity. Is one of the, this work we are looking at the both the farmer's preference and also the consumer preference together. What out of the germplasm collection, over 100 lines we started with, after the characterization and evaluation, we made a selection of 20 genotypes to start with. And these 20 genotypes were first screened using highly infected feed of Coanephora cucurbitarum to select the lines we are going to use for our breeding work. Then out of the 20 ones, also through the help of the farmers, we were able to select two lines that we make crosses with, NH Olakef 2 and LH Olake 5, to develop an hybrid. And this hybrid will serve until we get the 6 filial generation for us to get a pure line that we're sure of, that with high yielding and early maturing. And there's another point I need to make, is that the land-raised okra is normally with spines, but the improved variety is spineless. For the farmers, for them to harvest very well, even for the household one, so that they won't be complaining about itching and everything. So we were able, this newly developed variety, we did some characterization on station, and also we took it to the different agroecological zones in Nigeria, namely Ibadan, which is derived savanna, to Kano, which is Sudan savanna, and Imbaton in the east is humid forest. Dadinkoa is mid-altitude. Ibadan is in the southwest, while Kano is in the northern part. Imbaton is in the eastern part of Nigeria. The results show that the improved variety NH Olake 7 was highly significant. That's the improved variety in terms of days to 50% flowering, days to fruiting, mean number of branches, number of fruit per plant, and fruit length. Let's be clear. As can we see, this is the NH Olake 7, and when we look at, take for instance, take my glasses here. For the here we have the varieties, the lines, the genotypes here, and these lines represent the different locations. Like when you look, this line represents the parameters taken. Like the light blue is the number of branches. The yellow line has plant height, and we have also the flower length. The seed inside the fruit is the light blue, while we have the number of fruits, and also this to fruiting, 50% this to the fruiting, and we have the 1,000 seeds weight. Those are the parameters that we are taking. In most of these ones, for the number of fruits, the NH Olake 7 performed very well. These are the performance on the on stations. We also look at their also performance in location, in the different locations. Here we have this for the Kano, we have for the Gombe, it's the yellow line at this level. And we have for Ibadan, which is the light green. It follows almost the same pattern when you look at it. Here, this to the flowering, we have the Clemson spireless, though it flowers earlier than most of them. But in terms of the number of fruits and the number of branches, and the NH Olake 7 performed very well. Why we cannot use the Clemson in our own area? Because it doesn't draw. And most of the, for what they do in Kine, their eating pattern, they want something that draws very well. The only disadvantage of the Clemson, it's early flowering, and the difference between the Clemson and NH Olake 7 is just 2-3 days. So still, NH Olake 7 still perform very well. The number of fruits with the Clemson is quite low compared with the newly developed NH Olake 7. And NH Olake 7, you can look at this, has an added advantage of plant height. With the plant height and the number of branches, it makes it highly prolific in terms of fruiting. We also look at the number of branches and also the fruit weight. If you look at the fruits, compare with the other ones, no? A family of four doesn't need more than two of the fruits. It will be enough for them to make the normal stew for us to see. I will quickly, when you look. The days to 50% flowering, like I mentioned earlier, Clemson perform better compared with the other ones now. But in terms of the plant, okay, I already mentioned the plant heights. In terms of the fruit weight, if you look at NH Olake 7, has the highest number of fruits for the different locations. The performance of the newly developed variety and the popular commercial variety as checked under multi-locational trials in different agroecological zones reveal the superiority of the hybrid NH Olake 7 with the highest mean yield of fruit of 800 grams per plant over two seasons. NH Olake 7 was further evaluated in farmers field in five locations and the mean yield was narrower than 50 grams per plant. The overall mean yield was 970 grams per plant with an estimated yield of 25 tons per hectare for fresh fruits, which was 10% more than the commercial check recorded 50 tons per hectare. These are the specific descriptors for the NH Olake 7. For the growth habitat erect, the plant height is between 140 to 170 centimeters. Days to 50% flowering is 46 to 48 days. The flower yellow, fruit color mature is green, the fruit shape elongated, fruit pubescence absent, fruit length is between 11 to 12 centimeters, the fruit mucosity is very high, and the position of the fruit on main stem is pendulous. Color stem and petals green, leaf shape is slightly low, which I will show later. The average fruit weight is 1.6, 1.8 kg plants. Why the number of seeds? Let's quickly look at the, I want to show you the leaf shape. You can see here the leaf shape is lobed. The average fruit weight per plant is between 1.6 to 1.8 kg per plant. The number of seed per fruit is 140 to 150. 1,000 seed weight is 1.69, roughly 1.7 kg. Number of fruits per plant is up to between 10 to 20, depending on where it's planted. So we can have it for 20 to 10. And depending on the time of planting, if it's rainy season, you can get up to 20. And when it is dry season, you get something like 15 or 10. Then duration of productive period is 120 days. Number of ridges per fruit is between 7 and 9. Then is well adapted to the Northern Guinea, the Southern Guinea, savannah, and rainforest ecologies, as earlier mentioned. And this to maturity is 50 to 52 days. Potential yield, 25 tons per hectare. Pest and disease reaction, tolerant to Coniferous Cucurbitaceae. And the outstanding characteristic we can find, the outstanding characteristics are high yielding, spineless, shiny fruit luster, large leaves, long harvesting duration, early maturity, tolerant to Coniferous Cucurbitaceae, and lodging tolerant too. We also look at the nutrients analysis, and here we have the protein 7.09%, the ash 4.94%, for the fat analysis 10.78%, the sugar content is 1.08%, and the starch is 25.13%, while the crude fiber is 42%. This is the morphological characteristic, the morphological look of the NH Olatke7. You can see the flower and see how it's fruiting, highly prolific in fruiting. And you can see the leaves. It's still looking green and not infected or damaged. These are the dry pods of NH Olatke7, and we have on the field uniform dried breeder seed of NH Olatke7. The ranking by the farmer's selection, when we compare with the favorite lines they were using before, Olatke7 LD88 that has been released previously, and NH47-4, we find out in terms of high yielding, Olatke7 perform better. In terms of fruit quality, perform better than the for taste too, drawness, texture softness, greenness. One thing about NH Olatke7, even after leaving it, not even in the fridge, for 3, 4, 5 days, it will still, by the time you cook it, it will still retain its greenness and will still be looking green. So it stay longer compared with the other varieties. In terms of tolerance to pests, yes, it's also better. Tolerance to disease, overall acceptability, it will score 5. That is excellent. And for the total score, it's still 5, and the ranking they gave him excellent. Looking at this is the fruits. You can see. NH Olatke7 has been identified as most superior variety. The yield, the fruit quality, the taste, the greenness, and the stability performance in the different agroecological locations and on the on-farm trials confirm its suitability. And we are able to meet up with the farmer's demand and also the consumers. Because when we carry out the organoleptic test, both the farmers and the consumer, they prefer it. And we were told it's a crop that will not give them any problem. Thank you for listening.
Time is up for our session. Or maybe we just take one quick question. The next session is at 9:45, right? Or we take one quick question.
So when you're talking about stuff like the rawness or the mucilage with the okra, is that a very regional preference, or is that a preference to okra selection in general?
I didn't get your question.
Sorry, when you're saying that you're selecting for the rawness or the mucilage for the okra, is that a very regional preference to Nigerian taste for okra, or is that a very common preference for okra and a very common selection factor for okra?
For Nigeria, the high mucosity is a high preference for the consumers, because most of our food, starchy food, you need something that, and most of the time when they cook it, you have to swallow it. And to make the swallowing very good, and also because of the carbohydrate and because the okra contains vitamins and minerals, iron. So it's a good combination for a good diet.
Yes, time is up for our session. Thanks everyone. It is really appreciating your attendance.
Thank you.
And thanks for your attention.